This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hours after diplomats from the United States and other countries were safely evacuated from Sudan, there were images of fighting between the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese armed forces. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, there are still Americans who need to pull out.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions, said Democratic Senator Mark Warner on ABC's This Week.
There is actually a UN effort now to get people from Khartoum out over the land corridor. And I know we are working with a lot of international partners. In this case, partners from the Middle East, even, I believe, working with China and Europeans to say those aid workers, we need to find a safe way to get them out.
For the moment, they'll need to keep sheltering in place, Warner added. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
At least 47 bodies have been exhumed in southeastern Kenya as part of an investigation into a suspected Christian cult led by local pastor Paul McKenzie, who is believed to have encouraged his followers to starve themselves to death. Reuters' Alman Lee.
The remains are thought to belong to followers of a Christian cult who believed they would go to heaven if they starved themselves to death. Police began exhuming the bodies on Friday near the coastal town of Malindi in the southeast of the country. The discovery of the mass graves is the latest chapter involving what police call the radicalized pastor, Paul McKenzie. On April 14th, police rescued 15 members of the group, worshippers at the Good News International Church. At least four were found in an emaciated state and died while being rushed to hospital in a police rescue operation.
Reuters' Armin Lee. This is VOA News. Ukrainian military forces have successfully established positions on the eastern side of the Dnieper River. That's according to a new analysis giving rise to speculation that the advances could be an early sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counteroffensive. The Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank, reported late Saturday that geolocated footage from pro-Kremlin military bloggers indicated that Ukrainian troops had established a foothold near the town, along with stable supply lines to their positions. Analysts widely believe that if Ukraine goes ahead with the spring counteroffensive, a major goal would be to break through the land corridor between Russia and the annexed Crimean Peninsula. Russia says that the United States has denied visas to journalists who wanted to cover Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's trip to New York. And Lavrov suggested Sunday that Moscow would take strong retaliatory measures. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. State Department about the claim of refused visas. The journalists aimed to cover Lavrov's appearance in the United Nations to mark Russia's chairmanship of the Security Council. Japan's ruling party candidates have a strong showing in local elections. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
Candidates of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's ruling party were projected to win 4 of 5 parliamentary seats up for grabs on Sunday, domestic media said, in what is likely to be seen as a sign of growing support for the premier. The closely watched contest came 8 days after Kishida escaped an apparent attack during an outdoor speech for one of the races, an incident that revived memories of the assassination of former Premier Shinzo Abe at an election campaign event in July. There had been speculation that Kishida could look to capitalize on recent recovery in the support ratings for his cabinet by calling a snap election. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
A controversial medication approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration more than 50 years ago will remain on the market, at least for now.
The Supreme Court decision Friday rejected a lower court's ruling in Texas concerning mifepristone, which, in combination with a second drug, misoprostol, is used in more than half of all abortions in the country. A lawsuit had been filed contending the FDA approval of mifepristone was flawed. This follows the conservative-leaning Supreme Court's ruling nearly 1 year ago overturning Roe v. Wade, thus eliminating a woman's constitutional right to an abortion and sending the issue back to the states.
That is VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.